Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, people? March 1st, first of the month. So cash your checks and come on. How are y'all doing this evening? Welcome to the off-ramp, good people. Hope to hear your beautiful voice. It's been a pleasure to come with you tonight on this cold and chilly evening on the East Coast. 11 p.m. Eastern. We're here every night for you, Monday through Friday. So you get while you're getting ready to hit the club. You know what I mean? Go find you a man. Go get you a chick. Get you a couple of that good holy water banging. Hopefully I'm here in your ear to crack you some jokes, lighten up the mood. You know what I mean? Get you ready for your night. If you're home just chilling, put the fire burning, you got the candles lit, you got that watermelon lotion next to you, that peach body lotion, that cocoa butter. Don't look for me to sex y'all up. I'm married. I got rid of that sexy shit a long time ago. I'm all about asking my wife for a sandwich. That's sexy to me. Babe, can you make me a turkey sandwich? Yo, no mayonnaise. That's what I call sexy. Well, I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun, live here with you on the off-ramp. I have co-hosts with me, but they're not here. Do I know where they're at? Nope. But that's my co-host for you, man. They mean well. I'm pretty sure they'll be able to give a call in a little bit later. So right now, it's just me and you. So again, just to give you all, to all of our new listeners out there, this is the off-ramp. We like to discuss all type of topics, you know. The person I am, I like to talk sports, relationships, everything. Anything you can think of, politics, I discuss it all. I'm not an expert on anything. But here on the off-ramp, you don't have to be an expert. We're a show for the people. We give you the voice. Just because you're not an expert doesn't mean you don't have a voice. So them bastards you calling, you keep getting a busy signal, they don't let you speak unless you say your opinion, call us. We'll let you talk about anything you want, anytime you want. I know I ran out of time last time, so I just want to give a quick shout-out to all of our sponsors. It's been so great support. We've only been operating for about 2 weeks. Brand new startup, but we're growing. We're growing fast. We're growing fast. We had about two listeners. I had two people, and they were listening to the show 2 weeks ago when we started, and they were my co-hosts. So far, we've got over 30 in just 2 weeks, and we hope to keep bringing you entertainment. Like you said, if anything you want to hear, anything you want to suggest, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Beach Bum Gun. Two N's. Beach Bum Gun. Quick shout out to our sponsors just to let you know that the thoughts and views expressed on the show belong to the individuals themselves and do not reflect how our sponsors feel. RichBefore30.com. Go get that new book, The Real Silver Dollar. I can't wait to crack it open tomorrow. I'm going to sit down, give me a nice cranberry and Sprite since I just quit drinking. And I'm going to knock that out. Can't wait to read that. Stick to a Fitness. I just recently got back in shape. You know, all thanks to Stick to a Fitness. ChoiceTaste.com. Look, when I get in trouble with my wife because of my mouth, that's why I do the radio show. Because I know I got a wild mouth. I know I get myself in trouble. I've been called an a-hole more in the last 6 months than I feel like I have in the last 10 years. So when I make it feel better, go on ChoiceTaste.com, find me a nice little meal menu, little recipe to whip up. I make her a nice meal, and she's happy for about 2 hours, and then she gets mad at me because I probably said something smart. Olive Coco Magazine, wife loves to read it. Not going to lie to you, I have no idea what's in it because it's geared towards women. But if you love fashion, if you love all that stuff, you know, who's got the hottest lipstick? Recently spoke with the CEO. They were just in New York City for Fashion Week and got all the lowdown stuff. So make sure you pick that up. Also, If you have troubles with your insurance, you need some insurance, make sure you email MarisolJohnson.com. She's with State Farm. She can help you with all your questions. Quick little story. I had an apartment and burned down everything. Let me tell you, I feel like I got set up because I had dated this girl. I ain't gonna lie. It was a bad relationship. Very, very tough. She was nuts. That's why, no offense to all the wonderful island people that's out there listening, but I'll never date you again because the curry chicken just ain't good enough. So, dated this crazy woman. She broke up with me, folks. She left me. She said, you know what, Jay? This ain't working. And I said, thank God, because you're absolutely right. So she dumped me, walked out. I said, cool. Day later, she said, I made a mistake. I said, oh, no, you didn't. This thing is over. You said it. So she left me. I said, cool. She wanted to get back? I said, no. She ran off some mumbo jumbo, and next thing you know, I don't have an apartment no more. Dog almost died in there. So, the moral of that story is, get your insurance no matter where you're at. Because I didn't have insurance. So, you know what I got out of that fire? I got a pair of tighty whities from FEMA. And we all know how they treat in New Orleans. I got a pair of tighty whities, 3 pieces of pizza, a terrible toothbrush, and some deodorant that fell out the deodorant little stick part. So, get your insurance on. So, good enough for the introduction. I got a couple of things I want to talk to y'all about. There's a lot of things going on this nice little Friday evening. I saw a crazy story. I was hollering at my man at DJB Online. If you holler at him on Twitter, he's got the best tunes in the game at Fresh Radio. He was telling me about a story how a man was sleeping in his bed, right? Just not out, man. Got him some of that good NyQuil. Wife was in his ear. He was like, I don't want to hear it. Got him some NyQuil laid in his bed. And then the earth ate him, yo. Just like that, yo. A sinkhole had formed underneath his bedroom and sucked him in. His brother tried digging him out. They couldn't find the body. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, and I don't play with dead. God rest his soul if he's actually dead. But how do you not find somebody's body in a hole? And that just reminds me of the movie Tremors. I didn't know it was real. So you know what I did when I got home? I moved the guest bedroom that was on the second floor down to the bottom floor, and I moved my bedroom upstairs because you know what? They won't be getting me. There ain't no way them Tremors going to be coming to get me. They going to have to come up 2 floors to get my big ass because if this is true and the earth really is starting to eat people, then I love Stick to a Fitness. Thanks for being sponsored, but I'm quitting this diet, yo. Pull up. Drink. Not out. Drink. That's all I'll be doing. I got the one guy, somebody who just called in. I can't recognize this number. Who is this? 443-413. You're live on the off-ramp, but at Beach Bum Gun. What's going on there, good person?
What's going on, Jay Gun? How you feel, baby?
Oh, who am I speaking with?
Yo, this your man, Killer. What's good with you, baby?
Oh, Killer, how you doing there, good sir?
I'm good, brother. Man, I was calling out, man. I mean, it's been trying to check you out, so I finally got an opportunity to give you a call tonight, man.
Yeah, you're busy, man, and keep getting in touch with me, man. Every time I talk to you, you said you're working, man. I figured you was ducking me, man. You owe me money or something?
Nah, man, never that. Man. You just know I'm hustling 7 days a week. Trying to make that paper, man. But other than that, I'm cool. How you feeling?
Yeah, I got no complaints, man. Just, you know, on the daily grind as usual, trying to give the news to the good people, crack some jokes, and give everybody what's happening in the world. You got anything specific you want to talk about?
Nah, man. I was just calling in and just to share some love and support, man. I heard you were talking about the sinkhole today in Florida, man. That was definitely a sad thing, man. They had the brother on CNN. Maybe an hour, 2 hours after he tried to save his brother from the sinkhole. So I thought CNN was a little grimy doing that, but you know what I mean? But they had to get their story, so.
Yeah, it's all about who can get to it first. So let me ask you something, yo. Tough situation, right? That's your brother. What would you do differently, yo? Like, how could he have saved his brother, yo? Because, you know, the first question is, like, would you jump in after your brother? And, of course, you would, in theory. But, you know, when the herbs are eating you, yo, like, what can you do? Like, who has just a rope?
Bones. I mean, I don't know, guy. I mean, the truth, like I said, man, if it's your brother or your man, you know what I mean, you go in. You try to go save him. And they said he went in there. But what happened was they just said that the hole just kept getting deeper and deeper. And by the time the first responder got there, he dude was trying to go get his brother, but he was like, well, you got to save you. And he tried to grab the other brother. But he had to, the first responder had to bend over in the hole just to reach the other brother's hand. So, I mean, you did what you had to do, but at some point, I can't really speak, I don't know if I'm 100% accurate on this, but they did say that they couldn't see the other brother. Like, there was no wreck, they couldn't find the other brother.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, like, you just don't expect that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know, man. I would think that you would feel like you'd be able to wake up. You feel the earth moving, but I guess if you sleep, man, it's just a sad story. So God bless the day. We ain't going to be on that too long, man, because it's a lighthearted show. You know what I mean? So it's been a couple of things going on lately. But, yo, since you on the line, Killin, and talking to all the other listeners out there, I got another question, another big story when it comes to sports that's been going on.
Right.
Was, did you see how Duke lost to Virginia last night? And Virginia stormed the court. And apparently, Coach K, Hall of Fame coach, Olympic gold medal coach, brought the new dream team to the Olympics to win the new gold. Got into it with some students. To the point where they was trading F-bombs back at each other. Like, they was going at each other next on the court. And then he starts complaining, talking about they deserve the right to have security to get off the court. Now, do you think Coach K has a point, or do you think he was just a sore loser?
Okay. Honestly, as much as, you know, I'm a Duke hater, so, you know, I never really support Duke or anything, but I have to say, I think Coach K does have a valid point, and I tell you why this. You and I both play collegiate sports, and in a situation where you got to, specifically basketball, where you don't have any kind of padding or nothing, his obligation, his team is Duke. So obviously, anytime they go somewhere is a big deal, and if they lose, it's even a bigger deal. And if kids rush the court, and I mean, I think kids rush the court to have something fun to do, it's an exciting thing. But the bottom line is Coach K's looking at, I got to protect my kids. And you don't know if you rush in the court, if there's some kind of jackass come out there and, I mean, try to do something to his player. So the bottom line, he's just trying to get his – he's just basically saying, if they're going to rush the court, let me get my players off the thing, then they can do what they do. Because if they get in and something happens to one of them kids, one of the players, and it could be vice versa. It could be a player getting antagonized by a kid, and he punched one of them balls, and Mason Plumlee punched somebody in the face, it's going to be a problem, and he's going to get suspended. So rather just
yeah.
the situation and be done.
Yeah, you definitely don't want somebody to get swept out there like the Oregon kid did to the Boise, because that man went good night. But
yes,
my whole problem with the whole issue last night is, like, why did Virginia rush the court? Like, they were favorites to win that game. Like, Duke isn't a great team this year. Yeah, they were number two or number three in the nation. But Virginia's a good basketball club. So I don't understand why the students rush the court. I can understand if you knock off the number one team in the nation, you're a big underdog, and you want to storm the court, I get it. But in the case of Virginia, I don't understand why they stormed the court. But I get Coach K's point, because honestly, I'm a sore loser. So if I just lost a heartbreaker, and some kid's out there running on the court, and somebody's like, yo, at Beach Bum Gun, you suck, I'm giving them that two-piece and a biscuit, yo. And I feel like with all the people rushing the court, yo, I don't feel like the cameras are catching me, truthfully. I feel like I can get away with it.
They'll catch you.
I don't know, man. Let's be real about it. You're
getting caught, and then you get suspended or fired. That's just what's going to happen.
Nah, man, it'd be all right. That's enough jobs out here. Recession coming back. Go Obama. But, yo, ever been in a position where it was complete mayhem around you, like a scenario like that where somebody rushed the court or, you know what I mean, after, I don't know, like after a championship game you were in the streets and it was just complete mayhem where you realized, yo, there's no one in control right now?
No, not in a situation in that context like that. I've never been in a situation where in a sporting event or some sort like that where I felt like everything was out of control. Like if something happened, then I don't know what would happen. I ain't never been in that kind of situation. Now, I've been in a situation like that in maybe a negative light, but we won't bring that up on the radio. You know what I mean?
Why not? We got all the time in the world. I mean, if you want me, I'm not going to press on your personal issues. I could say that, yo, one of my dogs just farted. Yo, it got my mouth. That's really nasty.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you caught me off guard on the radio, you know. I'm trying to work through pain right now. But, yo, I say the only time that I say I've been in a situation where I realized it was complete mayhem, I say it was probably the summer of 2002. We were at this club called Hammer Jacks in Baltimore, Maryland. And I was with one of my frat brothers and his older brother and a bunch of my friends. And next thing I know, a fight broke out. And at first, I didn't pay much attention to it, but then I realized it was my friends fighting. Make a long story short, I get into the fight, and I realized at one point the fight had shifted from the people that my friends were fighting against to the actual security guards in the building. Like, at one point, it was a rumble between us and the security. And I think it was a brief moment where I realized things have gotten completely out of control. The people who were here to police are getting beat up, which only means that the people with guns are on their way. And I said, Mama, I'm too good looking to get shot or be thrown in jail. And I knew right then and there I was in trouble. And I ain't going to lie, even though we was in there tussling, I was scared for my life because I didn't know what was going to happen. So that's the only time I've ever been in, like, complete mayhem and didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, I think that's like I said, the only time something similar story is when in college, you know, we had an immoral basketball game, me and a bunch of people and then some of my football teammates, and somehow it was a little discrepancy amongst some other guys, and I mean it was like 50-on-5, but I mean the whole gym was mayhem. I mean, you turn one way, somebody's getting lumped up, you turn the other way, somebody getting lumped up, and you don't know who's hitting who. Friends was laying other friends out, and me was mayhem. That it was mayhem that day. And then it was a real fallout the days afterwards. It was just crazy.
What was the fallout like? Was people getting in trouble at school or anything?
Nah, it was just more of, you know what I mean, you know, the football team we was on had a little, you know, we was close, so it was a little phone thing going around like, yo, don't get caught out there on campus by yourself. There's a mob or a small group of people looking for football players. So everybody was just trying to keep, you know what I mean, you was either with somebody, keep your head on the swivel. Make sure you wasn't caught out there by yourself.
Yeah, that's tough on a college campus. You think y'all was out there like higher learning, you know? Y'all was out there talking about one beat down will never amount to 450 years of oppression. You see if anything changed around here? Anything changed you? This couch? You? I wish I could remember that by heart. That was some great lines by Ice Cube in that movie. All right, so just moving on, I got another couple topics I wanted to get to the Duke. Yo, I've had the pleasure of surfing the net as an accountant because I just sit on my desk, so I enjoy surfing the net. And I ran across a YouTube video. I don't know if the listeners are listeners. If you've heard this story, please call in and see if you can inform me any more. So apparently some kid has made YouTube videos claiming to be Michael Jordan's son in Georgia. His mom went and said that she got knocked off by Mike when he was in there playing the Hawks. 9 months later, she has a boy. So now, he said he don't want no money, but he wants Michael Jordan in his life. Now, I got a couple problems with this situation. First of all, the kid is like if he's old enough to work the internet, I want to say the kid's graduating college. You know he wants money. But the kid don't look like he got the height of Mike either. He don't look nothing like Mike. But I guess that don't mean nothing. I guess Morris proved all that wrong. But, like, I never understood this with anybody's kids. Like, my father wasn't around. So that made me never want to talk to him. So are these kids, you think this kid is more in love with the fact that his dad is famous? Or do you think he just wants a father figure in his life? Because honestly, I don't think Mike's in his own kid's father. Is in his own kid's life. It's just crazy.
Has it been proven that this child is Mike's?
Nah, it ain't proven. I mean, I'm pretty sure Mike was out there slanging and batting. I mean, he was boys with Magic, and Magic ain't get that HIV by accident. So, you know what I mean? It's always a possibility when you're in there sticking and moving and playing just a tip, you know what I'm saying? But it hasn't been proven or anything. But, you know, it's just one of the things, like, where are these paternity cases always start popping up, and now that paternity cases are popping up on YouTube, this whole social media stuff is just getting out of control. Like, how do you try to find your dad on YouTube?
Well, that's like, the thing. I don't know how legit it is, man. Like, legitimately, if Michael Jordan or any famous celebrity or athlete was your parent, and it was legitimate, and you were legitimately trying to find them, I don't think you put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I would say if you're missing that emotional connection, your emotions wouldn't let you get on YouTube as your first inclination.
Exactly.
But we have the whole issue with Colin Kaepernick. His mother wants to have a relationship with him, but now we're wondering if it's because now he's famous with the 49ers. I mean, he ain't rich. He's still on his rookie contract. So I think he's only making like $600,000 a year. I mean, that still ain't nothing to sneeze at. But that ain't going to last you for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, he's projected, if he continues to play at the level he's playing, he's projected to get that Joe Flacco-type money soon enough. But, yeah, I mean, like I just question the legitimacy of, you know, of somebody going on the YouTube and saying Michael Jordan is my father. Like, if he really is your father and your mother got some kind of proof or some kind of something, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be some more legitimate practice to prove that Michael Jordan is your father. And I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
You gotta question it, because if you're a famous athlete, a famous celebrity, and when you're that famous, you know what I mean, you stick a move, you're in and out of towns, you're doing what you do, you just can't believe every female that say, I got a baby by you. So you gotta kind of, you know, see it through. So, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that this young man ain't Michael Jordan's son, but if you truly think you're Michael Jordan's son, man, then you need to go through the proper channels. That's all I'm saying.
See? That's why you gotta get that 350. That's why I keep telling these people, get that 350.
Come on, man. Go ahead with that 350, man.
Yo, I'm saying, yo, I bet you Mike will be having his problem if he put that on that credit card.
Listen,
he took care of that. Get the receipt.
Mike gave away too much money to
what
I needed.
What'd you say?
He gave away too much money to what I needed. Mike wasn't thinking straight. Mike was thinking straight. He'd still be married to what I needed. It's cheaper to keep her, brother. It's cheaper to keep.
If I could afford the $350, then so could Mike. But let me put you on hold real quick. Our co-host finally joined us with 5 minutes left. Mr. Righteous, what's going on with you there, good sir?
Man, listen. What's going on, man?
How you gonna say, man, listen, and then ask a question?
I don't know, yo. Son. All I know is I was watching the Heat, and next you know, the Heat was watching me.
You got a job to do. You're supposed to be here at 11 p.m. Man. I gotta start calling you before we're supposed to be at work.
Hey, man, that'd be great, yo.
See, I can't be holding your hand.
When you gotta chase two little ones around all day, man. I had them kids with me today, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just give them a little dude some Benadryl. Yeah, I don't know why people be acting like parents are so tough. When they're out of control, give them some Benadryl. Benadryl ain't gonna kill them, yo. It's
you can't
like the natural form of Ritalin, yo. Ritalin makes them sleepy, right? What does Ritalin do? I'm talking to my Dr. Gunning in the house. That's why I call my wife when we get nasty. But hey, Dr. Gunning, you got your stethoscope?
I don't want you ever to say that again ever in life.
Yeah, please, don't say that to two other men on the phone, man.
But now Ritalin makes them calm down. That's what that does.
That's what I'm saying. So get a kid some Benadryl, yo.
No, I'm not giving them. That's the start of getting them hooked on the drugs, man.
Yo, Benadryl does not have any addictive properties, yo.
Oh, I don't want to hear that, brother. I've been seeing a few people go a little off top with that stuff, man.
Yo, you see, yeah. Are you talking about crackheads taking Benadryl? Have you ever seen a crackhead take Benadryl?
No. I haven't seen no crackhead, but I've seen people that wasn't crackhead take it and everything.
Yo, you got to speak up. Yeah, yo, people can't hear you, yo.
I'm sorry, people. People was hallucinating, yo. You know, out there with the...
Benadryl?
Partying with the white boys, man. They get to them, man. And Benadryl and Robitussin, man. Wasn't a pretty sight. I had to get out of here.
Yo, but that's not Benadryl, yo.
Yo, they had both, man. Benadryl and Robitussin. I said and. A-N-D, Benadryl and Robitussin.
They
were
just drinking Benadryl.
Yes.
They were drinking Benadryl.
Straight from the bottle. I had to get out of there, man. There's alcohol in that stuff, yo.
Yo, you drink alcohol. You ever hallucinate?
No, I don't hallucinate, man. I'm telling you, this dude was literally thinking that he saw spiders on the wall. I'm like, yo, man, we're in a hotel. We ain't no bag on spiders in here. He's laying underneath the chair. Just sitting there talking about spiders on the wall. Spiders on the wall? There's no spiders in there. I said, oh, time to go. I'm getting up out of
here. Yeah, he was in there popping Molly's and sweating.
No, I'm the only color folk in there. I had to go.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, we got way off the topic. But we were talking about paternity cases. You know what I mean? Colin Kaepernick and Jordan got his fake son.
And that's how it's called the off-ramp show, yo.
The who?
The off-ramp, man. You go up top.
You forgot
the name of the show? You said who?
Yeah, from when you show up.
Man.
So, yeah, man. So, we got about
two.
What'd you say?
I said, I can't wait till your bundle come along. You're going to be doing the same thing.
I'm giving my kids Benadryl, yo. Papa Molly, they sweat.
Stop that, man.
Hello, right? Hey,
get that Benadryl and make gums.
DYFS at your crib ASAP.
Man, I wish somebody would come to my door talking about, I got a badge. I'm taking them kids. Get beat down, yo. This is martial law in this household.
You think that you're talking about popping Molly's and giving kids Benadryl, dog. They'll be at your house in a minute, yo.
I know.
Yo, they're not going to take my kid. Can't nobody take my kid out of my house, yo. I'm a grown man, dog.
Yo, and then kids saw everything. They say, my daddy, how he could put me to sleep? He give me Benadryl, and I go to sleep. And if a kid says that at school, the teachers have to report it, yo.
Can't nobody come and take my kid, yo. But, hey, we can argue about this tomorrow because – as quick as that is, that's our time. Our time's up. You know, it's been fun, been good conversation. Thank you for the co-host for finally waking up. Papa Molly, he's sweating. Thank you for my man Killer calling in. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors, ChoiceTaste.com, RichBefore30.com, SickToAFitness.com, OliveCoco.com, State Farm Insurance, Marisol Johnson Insurance.com. It's been a great night. I'm going to leave you on a quick, I can't get that joke in. I don't have enough time. I'm going to try to get it real quick before I get this joke in a new way. I ain't even going to run it off at the mouth, y'all, because y'all won't even get it. But I appreciate all the love. Appreciate all the listeners. Again, you can always get at us. Call in 646-915-8680. Please hit us up on Twitter. At Beach Bum Gum. We're going to get that off-rant Twitter going handle soon. Get at us on Facebook. I'm pretty sure people posting it up all over. Hey, we'll be back on Monday. Get at us. Love y'all people. Y'all have a good night.